it smooth and set it strong. Bids that win all summer long. MoreConcreteJobs.com. Lay the foundation for the business you own. MoreConcreteJobs.com.
This is the More Concrete Jobs podcast. Short practical audio for concrete contractors who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, Google now answers the concrete cost question before anyone reaches your site. AI overviews are absorbing the driveway cost search. What that does to a concrete contractor's traffic, to your quoted price, and what to do about it. Type, how much does a concrete driveway cost, into Google on a phone right now. In most markets, you will get an AI-generated summary at the top with a national range, a bulleted list of cost factors, and links to two or three sources off to the side. The homeowner has their number before a single contractor website loads. This is the highest volume search in the trade. It is also the one that used to feed local contractor sites the visitors who were closest to buying. That traffic is being absorbed, and the pattern is spreading from cost queries into how long does concrete take to cure? Should I repair or replace my driveway? And what is the difference between stamped and stamped overlay? What it actually changes? Three things, and only one of them is bad. Informational traffic is going away and it is not coming back. If your website's best performing page is a blog post about cure times, expect its traffic to fall. That page was never producing quotes anyway. The homeowner arrives with a number in their head, and it is a national average. The AI summary will quote something like $4 to $8 per square foot, because that is what the aggregate content on the internet says. Your $11 to $14 pour is then negotiating against a number Google appeared to endorse. This is the real cost of the change. Being named in the answer is now a channel. The summaries name businesses on local questions. Getting into that set is not paid, and almost nobody in this trade is set up for it. The response that works. Put your own market's numbers on your own site, in plain sentences. A page that states, in the Milwaukee Metro, broom-finished driveway replacement runs $9 to $14 per square foot, including tear-out and haul-off of the existing slab, is exactly the sort of specific, sourced, local sentence these systems prefer to quote over a national average. Vague pages get skipped. Numbers get pulled. Answer the cost question with the drivers, not just the range. Thickness and reinforcement, subgrade condition, demolition scope, truck access, finish type, color and stamping. The AI answer already lists cost factors generically. A page that lists them with actual dollar impacts in your market is more useful and more quotable. The pricing guide has the structure. Handle the anchor in the first 2 minutes of the call. Assume every caller has seen a national average. Say it out loud before they do. You have probably seen $6 a square foot online. That number is usually a slab poured on an existing pad in a low-cost market, 4-inch, no removal. Here's what it costs to tear out and replace yours properly. Naming the number they are holding diffuses it. Waiting until they raise it at the end of the estimate does not. Check whether you are blocked. Look at your robots.txt for lines disallowing Google Extended, GPTBot, ClaudeBot, PerplexityBot, or CCBot. Website builders and security plugins add these by default more often than people realize. If you want to be cited, you have to be readable. The part that has not changed. The map pack is still there, still below the summary on a phone, and still the biggest source of calls for a concrete company. A homeowner who reads an AI paragraph about costs still has to pick somebody. And picking somebody still runs on review count, photos, and whether the phone gets answered. That is the part where the trade is weakest and where the opportunity sits. Across 80,873 concrete listings, the median company has 7 reviews. 16.1% have none at all, and 25.7% list no website. The AI summary is not what is costing those companies work. What to do this month? Write or rewrite one pricing page with your market's per square foot ranges and the 6 drivers. Add a proper FAQ page with 40 to 100 word answers containing real numbers. Cure times, drive-on times, joint spacing, deposit terms, booking window. Open your robots.txt and remove any AI crawler blocks. Ask ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google, logged out, who the best concrete contractors in your town are. Write down the names. That is your competitive set now, and it is often not the list you expected. Add one line to your review request, asking the customer to name the job and the town, because descriptive reviews are what these systems read. None of that is exotic, and none of it is a rebuild. It is the same specificity that makes you close better on the phone, which is the usual pattern with these shifts. The fix for the algorithm turns out to be the fix for the sales conversation. The full walkthrough is in the AI search guide, and where your company sits against the trade is in the benchmark report. If you want it set up for you, it is one of the services in the free 14-day trial. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, moreconcretejobs.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for concrete contractors. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.